Good morning, good morning. How you doing, Mr. Williams?
Good morning, how are you?
What's going on with your pimp sauce?
It's
Mad Hatter and the whole crew, man. We got JQ, myself, J-Mac, Jimbo. You got a whole crew here, brother.
Well, hello to everyone.
Well, hello to you, man. And happy to see you back doing your thing, brother.
Well, thank you, sir. They can't keep it.
So, man, tell us about this new movie, Scary Movie 5, that you about to be in. It comes in theaters on April 12th. Now, tell me how you matriculated your way up in this movie.
Well, that was the beauty of it, sir. It required no matriculation. First of all, there are things even in this business that are called a no-brainer. So when you have a franchise that's backed by the Weinstein Company and David Zucker's in charge of it, then you find out it's Scary Movie 5, the $800 million juggernaut. You already probably heard of the Wayans. I probably don't need to go into that. When you put all of that together with the list of people they showed me, where I was number 13 in the pecking order, I knew it was time to come bring the funny.
Now, we was watching the trailer for this movie a little bit early, and it seems like, you know, it's kind of a spoof of Paranormal Activity, and you play the part of a priest. What is that priest's name, and what's kind of your part in the movie?
He's a magician, so now...
Ah, okay.
Think priestly magician, and you got me. Fortunately, I was able to parlay that experience because I'm fighting the devil on a daily, so
And speaking of the devil, you haven't been in any news lately. What's been going on?
I've been hiding, as the prayer warriors have instructed me to do. I got problems with the government, the bad boys, and fake promoters. So I've just decided that for the sake of my own skin, I got to stay out of the press unless it's good press. They lied to me and told me all press was good press until I started getting some.
Another question. You were supposed to be here in Houston, and I went to the show. Could you tell me what happened to that show?
Sir, all of these are being done by the same group of entities. I went 736 consecutive shows without missing one, even for the flu. The fact that these 12 shows mistakenly are put up from this promoter is simply because I didn't get my money. And anytime I don't get my money, there is no show. Consequently, that's why no press is ever done. Consequently, that's why you don't hear of any promoters suing anybody. It's somebody taking advantage of the fact that my name does certain things. And it's regrettable and something that I'm not going to let them get away with.
Well, Mr. Cat Williams, my biggest concern is your well-being. How are you? Well, because, you know, when everything happens out there in the media, everybody starts saying all kind of different things. I just want to know that you are well and feeling good.
I just need to address the fact that you have that as your concern.
That was funny.
Thank you for that and all of the people that feel that way. I kind of got lost dealing with my haters. You know what I mean? It's hard to separate being a real person and being a real person. So if you call me the real N-word on the real streets, I'm probably going to put my real fist to your real nose. I always thought that that was okay because it was justified.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I've been able to go to therapy, learn that you have to stay off the internet, no reading comments, showing up at people's house. Got to get myself together, and the way to do that is concentrate on the funny.
Do you think that you lost any ground when all this was happening? Because we saw, like, the Kevin Harts and all the other comedians coming up once you were, you know, having your problems.
No, I wish that a lot of it had not happened, but mm-hmm. I know for a fact that I wouldn't be nearly as strong as I am now. And fortunately, what was able to carry me was the fact that no matter who they try to put that crown on, it's not their crown, and so it's not going to fit right. It's going to be for you, boo-boo. It's not going to match nothing you got. It's just not going to be your crown. You're just going to be a dude wearing somebody else's hat, and so now... You know how to prove that.
We talking to the big homie, Cat Williams, star of the new movie, Scary Movie 5, in theaters April 12th. Have you got the preview of the movie yet?
I have. I was impressed because, you know, the thing is, you only know what you did. You don't know what everybody else did. And so I was fortunate that I brought it because everybody brought it. For the fans, it's just a rare opportunity to be able to go somewhere and just actually just laugh. And laugh and keep laughing all the way till you leave. And that's what I've been about the entire time.
With this movie under your belt, will we get a chance to see you in some more stuff? Will you get back on the stage doing your routines?
Yeah, this is the barometer right here. If this goes number one, then that means that I can continue this slate with three more movies, and then we get back to stand up. And I promise that you will not hear Cat Williams in stand up without hearing Houston as the first city.
Yes, sir.
All right. I appreciate that, homie.
Now, Cat, we've been hearing talk to some of the other people that's supposed to be part of the cast. What's up with the Final Friday? Will you be taking part in that?
Well, you know, the thing is that it's a lot simpler on my end than most people would think. The way it works is they call me, they say, are you ready? And they tell me the dollar amount, and I show up.
Don't get no realer than that, baby.
It ain't no stiff negotiations, you know what I'm saying? That's something I'm already a part of. And if there is one flaw that I have more than any other, it's loyalty.
And, Kat, I was just curious. I know a lot of comedians don't write their own jokes. Do you write your own jokes?
I always have. I don't want to say too much against the comedians. Back in the day, I would have talked about comedians like the ones that are famous now because they have six writers, and I feel like you're a vampire if you suck off the funny of six people so you can be funnier. But I'm not scared of you or them six people, so I've always stuck with the writer who knows me best.
Wow.
Cat Williams, ladies and gentlemen, on the Mad Hatter Morning Show. I appreciate hearing from you, too,
brother. Scary Movie 5. We're going to be there Friday. Next time you're in Houston, man, you got open arms to come up here, kick it with us on the show, and we're going to ride on foes. If one of the foes ain't working, we're going to cock up on threes, as pimps should do.
Sir, some of that you didn't even have to say, sir. H-Town is known for what H-Town is known for, and that's keeping it real.
Cat Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Cat. Have a great day, brother.
Yep, leaning out.